Thanks, and welcome back to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and Kim has a very interesting story for you today here on The Good Stuff, so I'll let her do that. I'm going to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. The Tri-State Livestock News is the ideal way for your business to connect with farmers and ranchers to make up your target audience. You can learn more about Tri-State Livestock News by going to tsln.com. Well, let's get started with Kim's story on The Good Stuff today.
Okay, actually, I do not know who wrote this, but I know who sent it in.
Who's that?
Julie French from Ortonville, Minnesota, from KDIO. She is not only a listener over there, she's actually one of their employees, to be honest.
You know.
Full disclosure there. Anyway, she sent this. It's one of her favorites, and it's called Because of Love. A brother and sister had made their usual hurried, obligatory pre-Christmas visit to the little farm where dwelt their elderly parents with their small herd of horses. The farm was where they'd grown up and had been named Lone Pine Farm because of the huge pine which topped the hill behind the farm. Through the years, the tree had become a talisman to the old man and his wife and a landmark in the countryside. The young siblings had fond memories of their childhood here, but the city hustle and bustle added more excitement to their lives and called them away to a different life. The old folks no longer showed their horses, for the years had taken their toll. They sold a few foals each year, and the horses were their reason for joy in the morning and contentment at day's end. Angry as they prepared to leave, the young couple confronted the old folks. "Why do you not at least dispose of the old one? She is no longer of use to you. It's been years since you had foals from her. How can this old worn-out horse bring you anything but expense and work?" The old man looked down at his worn boots, holes in the toes, scuffed at the barn floor, and replied, "Yes, I could use a new pair of boots." His arm slid defensively around the old one's neck as he drew her near with gentle caressing. He rubbed her softly behind her ears. He replied, "I keep her because of love. Nothing else, just love." Baffled and irritated, the young folks wished the old man and his wife a Merry Christmas and headed back to the city as darkness stole through the valley. The young couple shook their heads in sorrow that had not been a happy visit. A tear fell down their cheeks. How is it that these young folks do not understand the peace of the love that filled their hearts? So it was that because of the unhappy leave-taking, no one noticed the insulation smoldering on the frayed wires in the old barn. None saw the first spark fall. None but the old one. In a matter of minutes, the whole barn was ablaze and the hungry flames were licking at the loft full of hay. With a cry of horror and despair, the old man shouted to his wife to call for help as he raced to the barn to save their beloved horses. But the flames were roaring now and the blazing heat drove him back. He sank sobbing to the ground, helpless before the fire's fury. His wife, back from calling for help, cradled him in her arms. Clinging to each other, they wept at their loss. By the time the fire department arrived, only smoking, glowing ruins were left, and the old man and his wife, exhausted from their grief, huddled together before the barn. They were speechless as they rose from the cold, snow-covered ground. They nodded thanks to the firemen, as there was nothing anyone could do now. The old man turned to his wife, resting her white head upon his shoulders as his shaking hands clumsily dried her tears with a frayed red bandana. Brokenly, he whispered, "We have lost much, but God has spared our home on this eve of Christmas. Let us gather strength and climb the hill to the old pine, where we have sought comfort in times of despair. We will look down upon our home and give thanks to God that it has been spared, and pray for our beloved, most precious gifts that have been taken from us." The journey up the hill was hard for their old bodies in the steep snow. As they stepped over the little knoll at the crest of the hill, they paused to rest. Looking up at the top of the old hill, the old couple gasped, and they fell to their knees in amazement at an incredible beauty before them. Seemingly, every glorious, brilliant star in the heavens was caught up in the glittering, snow-frosted branches of their beloved pine, and it was aglow with heavenly candles. And, poised on its topmost bough, a crystal crescent moon glistened like spun glass. Never had a mere mortal created a Christmas tree such as this. They were breathless as the old man held his wife tighter in his arms. Suddenly, the old man gave a cry of wonder and incredible joy. Amazed and mystified, he took his wife by the hand and pulled her forward. Bedded down about the old one, close to the trunk of the tree, was the entire herd, safe. Those she loved, she had not disappointed. Her body was brittle with years, and her golden eyes were filled with devotion as she offered her gift. Because of love, only Because of Love. Again, Julie isn't sure. I'm not sure who wrote this, but Julie French from KDIO shared it with us.
And thanks for sharing that. Thanks to you folks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.